Falcons are 3-0 with the 2-1 Buffalo Bills coming to town this weekend. Falcons have a chance to go into their bye week 4-0. So let's get right to it. When you think of the Buffalo Bills, who do you think of first? LeSean, Shady McCoy. Do you guys think that we're seeing the same LeSean McCoy that we've previously been accustomed to? What can we expect to see on Sunday from him?
I think he's on the downside of his career. He's 29 years old. I think he's still dangerous. He's a probably the best two-way back that we've seen so far. In three games, he's averaged 16 attempts, 120-some yards against the Jets, 9 yards against the Panthers, and then 21 against the Broncos. It's not the same Shady.
They're asking him to do a ton. You mentioned the carries. He's also their leading receiver. He's a guy that they're counting on to make a lot of plays for him. But I do think he has the ability to create some problems. And if we don't leverage tackle him, that means outside, inside, and over the top, he's going to make some people look stupid, quite frankly.
He's got some shake and bake and wiggle in him.
And I think he's going to be able to extend some plays, maybe get first downs and keep drives alive. And that's really who they are on offense, right? This is a team that kind of plods along. They don't make a lot of big plays.
So going on the other side of the ball, Atlanta's offense, we've seen them get off to a fast start the past couple of games. Why is that going to be so important against this Buffalo defense that we know is playing really well? They rank number 2 in red zone defense. They're allowing the fewest amount of points a game. Why is a fast start so crucial in this game in particular?
And they haven't given up a passing touchdown either.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
it's pretty good.
I'll take the first swing at it. It's important because Buffalo is so one-dimensional. They're committed to the run. That's their identity. If we get out to a quick start, it's going to be tough for them to come back in the game. Now, we did against Detroit. You can't predict turnovers and injuries and that kind of thing. And Atlanta, they've got size advantage on the outside, tall receivers. Their two corners are 5'10", 5'11". It's going to be tough for them.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to talk about it like that. And it's a great point, Matt, when you start talking about our offense affects their offense. You know, usually it's defense, offense, and you're looking at it that way. But if you can maintain a lead and you can get going into the second half, early in the second half, they're going to have to shift gears and go to a style of offense that they're not familiar. That's spread the field and throw it. But they want to keep things on schedule. They're converting 61% of the time on third down when it's 3-7. They're converting like 10% of the time when it's over 7 yards. So they want to stay on schedule to try to keep themselves rolling.
You think the play action is going to be something that the Falcons can utilize to their advantage against this Buffalo defense?
This is a Buffalo defense. You guys talked about the numbers and how good they are against the run here in the first 3 weeks. What did we do last week against Detroit? Ran the ball extremely well with Devontae Freeman. They're going to come downhill. Their linebackers like to come downhill right now in play action. I think we can eat them alive with the play action. They're going to be concerned about how well Devontae ran last week. Tevin ran well as well. And so they're going to come. Their linebackers are got their heads leaning forward. They want to come downhill. They're thumper linebackers. Take advantage of it. Throw in the back end and see if you can make some plays.
So with a fast start, we've seen over the past couple of games that it takes a lot to hold on to those leads. The past couple of games, some teams have crept back into the game. How do they prevent that from happening this week?
We let teams come back? Geez, I haven't got any emails over
that. Well, it's good that you're in the lead that they have. They have to come.
At the end of the day, the Falcons are 3-0, and that's all that matters.
I think it's real important, too, to point out it's offense and defense. It's not just on the defense. If the offense can sustain some drives, that helps the defense quite a bit. If they're getting off the field 3-and-out, defense gets tired, especially in the second half. And, oh, by the way, we played Matthew Stafford and Aaron Rodgers, pretty good quarterbacks. So that's part of it, too.
You know? I think the other part of it, and you make great points, I think that's all true. The other part of it is if you establish yourself into a pretty good lead, now you've got to find a way to continue to move the ball, as Matt's talking about and Kelsey's talking about, and as well, you need to find a way to eat clock. Well, if you don't have the football, how do you eat clock? You eat clock by making them go 8, 9, 10 plays down the field. That means you're going to have to play a little bit softer. Make them throw the ball underneath. Use the speed you've drafted here to come up and make tackles before the first down. And they're eating clock for you. That's part of the philosophy that goes into this thing.
So get off to a fast start. Contain Shady McCoy. Falcons could head into the bye week 4-0. And more importantly, have a chance to get some of their injured players back for their following game after the bye week against the Miami Dolphins. Ryan Schrader, Ricardo Allen, Vic Beasley, Courtney Upshaw, some key players dealing with some injuries right now. So that could definitely be nice.
Absolutely.
Concerns, guys, with how many people are banged up this early in the year. We didn't have many banged up that much last year. Kind of concerned about that?
I think last week was really positive with Ty Cimbrello playing well. I mean, it's just, he's had two games under his belt. They've run the ball. That's the one positive. They've run the ball the last two games. That's a positive to me. And Tack had a nice game against the Lions, and that was really, that had to make the staff feel really, really good.
And spoiler alert on Tack, he did hint that if and when sack number two comes, there will be a celebration for the world to see. So
yeah, that's right.
That's definitely something we'll be looking at. All right, that's it for us on Game Preview. We'll see you Sunday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.